34-year-old Jemima Mofigu intently logs her inventory into her computer. She is a businesswoman who deals in perfumes and designer colognes. But in the first year of running her business, she found it hard to keep customers due to counterfeit goods. She says things have improved since she began using a smartphone app known as Barcode Scanner to authenticate her products. Today, she's taking one of her clients through the authentication process before finalizing a sale. She says the app has made all the difference.
With this application, I'm able to scan the barcodes of each perfume and cologne that I'm able to sell to my customers. And instantly I get the manufacturer date, the expiry date, and I'm able to know the authenticity of it actually. It will actually point me to the perfume house that I'm looking for, that I have confidence in selling to my customers.
In 2010, Kenya created an anti-counterfeit agency, ACA, to combat the illicit trade. The ACA has successfully lobbied for steep penalties to deter would-be counterfeiters. Agnes Karingu, the ACA's acting deputy director for research and awareness, tells VOA the agency is trying to stay one step ahead of those making the fake goods.
We're also looking into IT solutions where we can be able to use SMS programs, we can be able to use barcodes and information sharing whereby the end users of the products can actually be able to get the information in the authentication between counterfeit and genuine, and this information comes back to ACA and also to the intellectual property rights holders.
The agency is testing a pilot program known as All Virtuous, another app that checks a product's authenticity by scanning its barcode. The information is then sent to a database before a positive or negative result is fed back to the app. The International Chamber of Commerce says the value of counterfeit goods produced globally is expected to top $1.7 trillion this year. For entrepreneurs such as Mofigu, the new apps will help ensure the products she sells are the real thing. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.